right in front of me, I got Cheryl Stumpf. She's a member of the board of directors of the Girls on the Run Greater Susquehanna Valley. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And we have a new name.
A new name?
Yeah. So we were Girls on the Run of the Greater Susquehanna Valley. This is breaking news. So,
wow.
So you heard
it
here
down,
first.
Folks. Hold it down. Hold on. Breaking news. Go.
Yeah. So we're Girls on the Run of Central PA because we have morphed into this giant council. When I started it, we had one site in Western Snyder County, and we are now in 9 counties in Central Pennsylvania.
Wow. And how long have you been with?
This is our 10th year. We're going to
so
be
in 10 years.
Yeah.
You've grown that much.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. 10 years seems to be the thing today. That's a theme for the Monday show because we had another organization in that's celebrating their 10th anniversary of an event that happened. So 10-year anniversary day here on WKOK Sunrise. And then also, so now I can say this officially, we also have Amanda Eisenhower, volunteer coach of Girls on the Run of Central PA.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Good morning to
Good
you.
Good morning to you.
You have an upcoming season.
Yes.
And that's what we're here to talk about. So
yeah.
Tell me about what's coming up on this upcoming season.
We have our fall season starting next week, actually. And I thought that I would share what Girls on the Run is all about just to give people an idea that it's not a running program. Although Girls on the Run's mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident, we use in a creative way running as a way to get the girls moving, and we integrate that with the curriculum that addresses girls' issues that they start having around 8 years old. And the program works with girls in 3rd through 8th grade. And so we work with them, meeting with them 2 days a week after school. And at the end of 10 weeks, they do a 5K. And they can run it, walk it, skip it, hop it. It doesn't matter as long as they cross that finish line. And I have not had any girls, at least girls I've worked with, who have not accomplished that.
Hmm. And it's only a 5-year program then? Like, it's only for 5 years worth of, like, you said, grades?
3rd, 4th, 5th is the Girls on the Run. So that's the elementary intermediate age.
Okay.
And then 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, we have a middle school curriculum. So
okay.
It's a little more mature. But, yeah, it addresses all the issues that the girls are dealing with. There's a lot of research that goes into our curriculum.
I have no doubt. You'd have to. I have 2 daughters, and I feel like I need a manual. So I have no idea. So the 2 teenage daughters, and I have no idea, like, seriously. But so after 8th grade, though, at what point can you become a coach?
So girls in the high school can become a junior coach, and they have to be 16, although we do have a 15-year-old who has been through the Girls on the Run program since she was in 3rd grade, and so she's very familiar with the curriculum, as well as a very mature girl, and so she's going to be a junior coach this season. And, you know, for women like myself, being a coach is being in a parallel process with these girls because it's a reminder of the challenges that we continue to go through. And I think Amanda can speak to that as a coach as well.
Well, that's where I was heading. So we have our volunteer coach, Amanda Eisenhower, here, who has a remarkable story of her own besides just being a young woman in the world.
Right.
She's also got her own process and her own, journey to getting here. So, Amanda?
I am coach. This is my 7th season, and I absolutely love it. My very first season, I was actually pushed in a wheelchair twice by my father when my sister was doing Girls on the Run. And I'm like, wow, that looks so much fun to coach. So I asked a couple coaches about it and what they did. And I had a double lung transplant 3 years ago. And after that, I began coaching, and I've had a blast ever since.
So the message here is
anybody can coach.
Anybody can run. Anybody can be involved. Like, just because it's called Girls on the Run doesn't mean you can't do it if you can't necessarily run.
Right.
So.
Right. I don't run the whole thing, but I walk it. I, you know, run so what I can. I jog some of it.
Sure.
And do whatever you can.
Absolutely. Now, have you seen, like, obviously you've probably seen growth in your amount of being able to run, physical growth and whatnot, since having the transplant and whatnot. So if you had to, just for my own curiosity, what percentage would you say you run versus?
I probably run about half.
That's remarkable. That's really, you should
be. Yeah, the girls are really inspiring, too.
Well, I have no doubt. I have no doubt that either from, a competitive standpoint on one end, for fun, and then on another end, come on, you can do it, like that kind of thing.
Right, and that's what actually gets you motivated is the girls are so much fun, and you motivate the girls, and it's wonderful.
Well, I want to run right now. See, she's already motivating me.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So you say the season is starting, and it's a 10-week program. Mm-hmm. So what does it look like? Like, what does the program look like?
Sure. What the program looks like is that the coaches meet up with the girls, and they deliver a curriculum where they're addressing issues such as identity development, peer relationships. We do segments on bullying and peer pressure. And there's also a civic engagement or a community engagement component where throughout the season, the girls are designing a community impact project that they will then execute during a lesson so that they can see that there is a tie to the local community.
Okay. And how do people get involved, either be a coach or mm-hmm. sign up their child or whatever? So how do we get involved?
So how you get involved is you go to our website. It's GOTRGSV. And I'm thinking that URL is going to change because of it being Central PA now. But that's what it is.
Well, that's what it is right now,
that's right? That's right. And you can go in there and there is a link to volunteer. There's an application that you can fill out. Or you can just call Jill Girio personally. She is our program director, and she is the guru of all of our volunteer coaches. And I would invite anybody to reach out to me directly, and you can go call me at my on my phone, 570-850-4854, or email me at cheryl.stumpf@girlsontherun.org.
And that's STUMPF.
F as in Frank.
Right. Yep. Excellent. Is there anything you'd like to add, Amanda, before
I would just say, if you're willing to coach or just volunteer, go for it. It's so much fun and it's so rewarding.
And, so I guess my final question would be, since now you're so big in counties, everything's pretty local then, right? So you wouldn't have to travel far distances.
No.
But do all nine counties come together for the 5K?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yes. All nine counties come together for the 5K, and we hold it at the Miller Center in Lewisburg. And it is such a sight to behold. We have almost 1,000 runners show up on 5K day, and it's all the various schools coming together in addition to the running buddies who run with the girls to keep them safe. And we also have people from the community who like to come out and run.
Wow. Well, this is a fantastic program, and like I said before, I have teenage daughters, and I have no idea. Like, so this type of thing, if I would have known before they reached eighth grade, I would have totally tried to get them involved. But
they could still coach.
They can coach. Yeah. That's true. I'm not sure if I would inflict my daughters on other people. No, I'm joking.
They're great. But they would love it. It's so much fun.
They're great kids, seriously. But Cheryl Stumpf, Amanda Eisenhower, thank you so much for your time. They're from Girls on the Run of Central PA, we have to say that. I wrote it down here, so I know.
Thank you.
And be on the lookout for a website change. But give that website out one more time.
It's GOTRGSV, as in Girls on the Run of the Greater Susquehanna Valley.
Yes, that's what it used to be, but mm-hmm. now it's of Central PA, so they'll probably link that. All right, thank you so much for your time, Cheryl and Amanda, and we hope to see you out there running.
All right, thank you.
All right.